French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been compared to Bonaparte III in a new book entitled The Sarkozy Phenomenon by Professor Nick Hewlett from the University of Warwick's French department. It is the first time an author, either French or English, has argued in a serious book that Sarkozy's political rise is steeped in Bonapartism. Despite the President of the Fifth Republic angering a large section of the country, Professor Hewlett argues President Sarkozy will not face his own Waterloo at next year's presidential elections. Professor Hewlett, in your new book, you argue that Nicolas Sarkozy's political rise can be compared to Bonapartism. Can you explain what Bonapartism is and how it relates to Sarkozy?
Yes, Bonapartism is a series of characteristics of political leadership, rather than necessarily being tied to one person. And the most obvious characteristics are somebody who has a very personalized and autocratic approach to governing. There is also a mixture of ideological references, so they're a bit difficult to pin down as far as left or right is concerned quite often, and this is certainly the case with Nicolas Sarkozy. They tend to be populist, which means that they appeal directly to the people, very often over the heads of other government ministers, over the heads of political parties. So they tend to like television and radio broadcasts. They're very good public speakers very often. But they also pop up in times of crisis, crisis of confidence in a country, and they often come along sort of on a white charger, promising salvation for the country, saying, I am the one, if you follow me, if you give me lots of power, I can get you out of the mess that the country's in. And there's often a clean break involved in this. So they go use the media a lot and say, you know, we need a clean break as a country, and the country needs me in particular to assert this clean break. And we are going to, together, but very much with me at the helm, get out of this. And really, those are the main characteristics of Bonapartism.
How has this type of leadership gone down with the people of France?
In a word, very badly indeed. By now, so in mid-2011, 4 years, almost to the date after the presidential elections which elected President Sarkozy, the French people, according to the opinion polls, is about 39% in favour. Now, this has dipped right down to even under 30%, so it's gone up a little bit, but certainly this is the latest poll that I've seen. In other words, this is somebody who has been consistently, anyway, the least popular president of the Republic since 1958, if we want to be precise about it. In other words, there have been other presidents whose popularity has dipped fairly briefly, but Sarkozy has now, over the last 2 or 3 years, been consistently very, from his point of view, disappointingly low in the opinion polls. So when you ask how this has gone down, really, as I say, if you want to sum it up in one word, the answer is very badly. There are, of course, various groups of loyal supporters. There are various groups of electors who still like what he's doing. I suppose in particular what you might broadly call the business community, which is really the sector from which he sprang in the first place, as well as politics more generally. The business community is pretty keen on Sarkozy still. He was very much in favour of driving through laws which benefited small, medium-sized and large businesses as well. He's been accused, understandably, I think, of certainly in tax terms, favouring the rich over the poor. He's driven a coach and horses through some aspects of pensions, which has got millions of people on the streets, of course, as we saw last autumn, for example. So there are many groups in society whom Sarkozy has really alienated very badly.
If he has offended so many people, do you think Sarkozy and his parties were A, punished at this year's local elections, and B, far more importantly, at next year's presidential elections?
Yes, well, at this year's spring local elections in May 2011, the ruling party, Sarkozy's UMP, was punished, as you say. And certainly there was pause for thought afterwards, and these results were predictable. And the left certainly did far better than the right, and perhaps a little bit better even than they expected. And yes, there was punishment taking place. Sarkozy has a very bad image problem, which is perhaps quite surprising from someone who rose to power with a great deal of help from the media. And it's perhaps surprised a lot of people, including myself, to see how badly he has come across in the media. He has insulted a lot of different groups of people, and not just left-wing politicians, for example. He's insulted bankers. Now, they're, you know, many people think they're fair game for insults at the moment, but perhaps not from someone like President Sarkozy. He has insulted farmers, teachers, intellectuals, and various other groups. Business community, point blank, has not been a target for his often very off-the-cuff and direct and, as I say, insulting remarks. But in terms of media relations, rather surprisingly, he has been a disaster.
Recently he's introduced a law banning women from wearing the burqa in public. Does he really believe in such policies, or is this just trying to undermine the far-right Front National?
Well, I'll answer the question in two parts. As far as the Front National, the extreme-right Front National, is concerned, certainly Sarkozy is very keen to get back the votes which appear to be being lost to the extreme right over the last 6 months. You have to remember that in the 2007 elections, presidential elections, Sarkozy managed to attract many former Front National voters, and that was absolutely crucial for his victory. So you're absolutely right to ask that question. Now, he seems to have lost quite a lot of that support from typically Front National supporters, particularly as the new leader, Marine Le Pen, who is the daughter of Jean-Marie Le Pen, the old leader of the Front National, particularly since Marine Le Pen has taken over as leader. The Front National are now predicted to get something like 20 or 22% of the vote in next year's presidential election. Quite a scary result from many points of view, including, of course, Sarkozy's, because that really could mean that he didn't even get through the first round, possibly. So, yes, there is an element of trying to get those votes back. On the other hand, as far as the burqa is concerned, and banning wearing of the full burqa in public is concerned, Sarkozy, I think, probably does believe a lot of what he's saying about it being oppressive to women, about it being quote-unquote uncivilized. You have to remember that secularism, in other words, in this case, non-display of explicit religious apparel, is very, very important in France. There was a debate, this was 15 or more years ago, about some young girls wearing headscarves in school. And in the end, it was ruled that they were not allowed to wear them. And this is, to an extent, a logical continuation of the same sort of approach. France is a deeply republican and also secular, non-religious country. And there are many people, I know quite a lot of people myself on the centre-left, say, who strongly believe that this law is the right law. So by contrast, let's say, with what might be described as liberal tolerance in Britain, where many people would think that as long as it didn't harm other people or was racially insulting and so on, then people should be allowed within reason to wear what they like. This is not the case in France, and it's a law which really is quite widely supported.
And finally, Sarkozy has been at the forefront of military action in Libya. Why do you think he has been such a leader on this issue?
Let's start with a slightly cynical response to that. If you think back to Margaret Thatcher and the Falkland War, various presidents of France as well in former times have waged wars where there is an element of attempting to increase their popularity at home. There is an element of this as far as Sarkozy is concerned, I'm in no doubt. As we've seen, he's done very badly in opinion polls, elections, and so on and so forth over the past couple of years. He's very, very, very aware, of course, that we are really into a pre-electoral period now. He is getting quite desperate to improve his ratings. Bonapartism is, of course, if we think of course of Napoleon I, but also Napoleon III in the mid-19th century in France, had a very strong overseas presence, to say the least, in the form of the empire, of course. And sometimes some overseas activity can very much enhance the prospects of a presidential hopeful the second time round. And there certainly is, as I say, I'm being slightly cynical perhaps, but there certainly is an element of this. Second point to make in relation to Libya is that France has very long had quite a habit of intervening in various parts of Africa, not previously in Libya in this fashion, but France has been, even under the socialist president Mitterrand in the 1980s and early 90s, been fairly quick to intervene militarily. Sarkozy, the third point to make, specifically in relation to Colonel Gaddafi, Sarkozy was criticised quite strongly a few years ago towards the beginning of his presidency for rather going overboard in his welcoming of Colonel Gaddafi to the Elysee Palace, where Colonel Gaddafi was allowed to come with his own tent to live in, with a very large entourage, which was set up in the Elysee Palace grounds. And in many quarters, there were criticisms of this. So I think there is an element of trying to atone for the rather over-the-top welcome which Sarkozy gave to Gaddafi those few years ago. More broadly, I think Sarkozy wants to be seen as someone who is in the leadership of what is quite broadly, I think, seen as a just international intervention, particularly at first a few weeks ago. And again, this is back to quite a Bonapartist characteristic where the leader will, particularly on the international stage, be very active, very much at the forefront. And yes, I think he is hoping that this will improve his ratings. It doesn't seem to have made much difference so far, but possibly in the long run it will make him seem more statesmanlike. It will make him seem more of a leader of all French people rather than a leader of particular interests in France. So I think all those reasons really contribute to the leadership of the Libyan intervention.